It's time for another spotlight interview on J98 and Regional Radio. We're now joined by the co-owners of the Arcadia Academy, Catherine and Darwin, and we will be shining the spotlight on the Arcadian Academy. Most importantly, all the stuff you can do down there in Arcadia and Darwin. I understand you guys have a lot of great things back there and even a new shop that people need to know about.
Yeah, we've been back for 6 years, had the Academy reopened, and we're just excited because every year kind of brings a new challenge, a new adventure for us. We started off with just reopening the Abbey Kitchen restaurant, and then we added in our bed and breakfast, which is all tricked out with spa showers and lots of great fun things. Then we started doing weddings. We got horse and carriage rides and stuff to make that really unique and fun, and our space lends itself well to it. And then we started the ice cream shop, and we make our own frozen custard and flavors and all these great candies. We added fudge this year, and then because we didn't have enough to do, we decided to go ahead and open this really cool new space called Tanner's Outpost and Gifts and Antiques. And it's just an amazing place with great, awesome gifts. We're bringing in some new antique vendors, and we're having all kinds of fun things from T-shirts, which you could never get a T-shirt for Johnson Shut-Ins or Elephant Rocks, but we can do that now, and all kinds of little tchotchkes and gifts. And, of course, it's an outpost, right? We're out in the middle of nowhere in the Ozarks, so it's Tanner's Outpost.
And that will be located on the second floor. And it's a fun place to go for a day trip, but now you can stay overnight as well. You guys kind of expanded the bed and breakfast.
We have lots of space. In 2017, or 2016 actually, we were able to purchase 9 historic cottages that are bungalow style. And so we've added those into our package deal. So now we're halfway through the restoration process and we have these really nice bungalows.
And Catherine, talk to me about the Abbey Kitchen.
Yeah, so the Abbey Kitchen was originally started in 1999. My parents were a large family from Utah, and we purchased the facility, or they did, back in 99. They ran the place until 2008, and then in 2011, my husband and I decided to purchase the buildings from them. So we reopened. That was the first business we reopened, was the Abbey Kitchen. We're famous for cinnamon rolls and our roast beef sandwiches, and all of our sandwiches are served on homemade bread.
Doesn't get much better than homemade bread. And let me ask you, Catherine, for some of the older folks out there sitting at the old-fashioned soda and root beer bar.
Correct. That was a new addition we just added this year, 2018. We added a old-fashioned bar that we found on Craigslist, actually, and drove up to Illinois, brought it back, and it's incredible.
And I'm assuming you can get a root beer float with that as well.
Yeah, you marry that with some vintage root beer. We're going to be adding some Fizzy Izzy on tap. We all know from this area, the Farmington area, how great Fizzy Izzy root beer is. But we're going to also offer some root beers on tap from around the country. So you can actually get tasters from different root beers. We have nostalgic sodas from days gone by that are going to be all coming off the bar. We're going to be doing old-fashioned ice cream sodas, real ones with soda water and ice cream. And we're going to have a vintage coffee, well, not a vintage, but a brand new coffee bar that's going to be a part of that. It's going to be able to give you espresso, cappuccino, frappuccino, and any kind of chino you want. So we're just excited about kind of the product offerings. We're building it all around family because right next door to it is Porter's ice cream parlor and candy, where we have the Great Wall of Candy. We have Gummy World, and then we add that to our new fudge. This is just a great place to come. You sit up at a 1940s 16-foot bar that we rescued from eastern Illinois from an old bar that was about to be torn down. And we went up there and salvaged it. And I said, how do you get a 16-foot bar back here? Well, with a lot of effort and vision, I guess. I don't know.
And you got to go check out that vision. It's a perfect place to go for a day or make it a vacation spot and a staycation location as well.